Let's put a song so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today, taking another route down childhood lane, I guess, it's Blanche Daly, everyone.
Hi, woo! I'm Blanche, and I chose the movie for this episode.
You did.
Very much so.
And the movie that Blanche picked for today is the 2021 film My Little Pony, A New Generation.
Yay!
The screenplay is by Tim Sullivan and Jillian Barrow. Music and lyrics by Alan Schmuckler. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce this person's last name. And Michael Mahler. Directed by Robert Cullen, Jose Luis Ucha, and Matt Fedebin.
Wow. It was again, just too much of a project to have one.
Mark Fedebin? Yeah. It seems like a co-director because Robert and Jose Luis are first-time directors. So that's what the Wikipedia says. So we're going to go with
Interesting.
And according to IMDb, after the time of the main six, Sunny, a young earth pony, and her unicorn friend Izzy explore their world and strive to restore harmony to Equestria.
So
I don't like this.
Spoiler alert. I chose to do the Generation 4 movie second because that's the better one.
Okay. Well, I don't like this summary because it's so wrong.
Oh, no. It is.
So before we started,
it's very watered down.
Before we started recording, Blanche, you asked me a question, and I would like to ask it again.
John, or no. Did you like this movie?
Honestly, I kind of did. I honestly kind of did.
Oh my God, yes!
Well, so, obviously, this is a movie where they're trying to teach children not to be racist or hateful or anything along those lines. You know, where
just like don't judge others by their differences type of thing. Like it's that message.
Yes. You know, learn about people. And it's fascinating that it's the different, I'm going to just call them tribes. I'm not a brony. I am not into My Little Pony by any means. I've never seen anything.
I'm a dog girl, so I guess like horse breeds, pony breeds.
But you're not a horse girl. Let's
delineate. I'm getting there
that.
Though. Getting there. Doing equine therapy soon.
But you've seen the other entities, it sounds like.
Oh yes. So I grew up with My Little Pony. I grew up with Generations 1, 3, and the first few seasons of 4. I remember it like being a staple throughout my childhood. I had pony birthday parties, and I collected them. I had multiple pony backpacks, and I remember I brought a little figurine on the first day of preschool for like moral support.
So this is supposed to be like wiping away, not wiping so away.
This actually takes place in the same universe as Generation 4. It's just like thousands of years later where the characters in that are all like long gone.
Right, because the beginning of this are the characters. And I mean, honestly, everywhere, all the trivia stuff, they're like, the voice actors come back for the opening.
They also come back for the series, the Netflix series. Twilight's like a character in it, kind of. It's hard to explain.
Oh my God. But with this one, I mean, honestly, there were moments where I was not taking notes, not on my phone. I was watching this. It's fun.
It's a fun watch.
It's cute. The voice actors they got are so talented. I was like,
Kimiko Glenn is just Sorry, I keep interrupting you.
I was about to bring that up too. I was like, of course, Kimiko Glenn plays the manic pixie dream girl, Izzy Moonbeam or whatever.
Izzy Moonbow, I'll have you know. And I
Bo.
eat that shit up every time.
I
She's great.
mean,
I love her. She
she's
was
great.
actually in a couple episodes of The Lion Guard.
She was also she's also in Has Been Hotel as another voice
Yeah,
actor.
she's nifty, right?
Yeah, but like she has for that one and this one, it's the manic, character, but in different ways. And in that one, she's manic and suicidal. And in this one, or homicidal, excuse me. And in this one,
Yeah.
she's just like
She's like friendship is
oblivious.
magic. Yeah.
Isn't that the name of like the
Yeah.
subtitle for? Okay.
Well, friendship is magic is like the name of Generation Four.
So then is this Gen 5?
Yeah.
Okay, because I noticed I saw that there's a series, which I'm assuming they got different voice actors because they're not going to have Vanessa Hudgens and J James
No.
Marsden.
No, it is completely different voice actors who still do a good job. I do like the show. I've watched all of it and it's pretty good. But I mean, nothing really compares to Kimiko Glenn as Izzy.
No, and like the design of these ponies as well, I understand. Like they're cute. I love the styling of their mane as
Yeah.
like different hairstyles and
They look
everything.
So soft, like their faces look fuzzy. Like the textures in this movie are so good. This I said the same thing. I have like a sharp about Pip's wings. They look so soft.
I was reading that this was the first CGI property of My Little Pony ever.
Yeah,
So
I guess so.
they were able to actually play with the texture of their
Yeah. I really enjoyed
fur.
that part. I'm a big texture person, so.
So, okay. With this, we have three different tribes. We've got the Earth ponies, the unicorns, and the what are the other ones? Pegasi, thank you.
Pegasi.
They're all ponies.
Yeah, but they
But
have different abilities.
so earth ponies are not magical.
Not yet.
Well, I'm sorry. According to
They don't.
former lore, because I'm gonna re this is your I need you to hold my hand and help me through this one.
Oh, yes, of course, of course.
So
No, earth ponies are not magical. They have really good farming skills, though.
farming skills.
Well, Applejack does.
There's a moment during this like at the very beginning of this movie where I had to write down I need to turn off my logic brain.
It's okay. You might
Like
have to do that for this whole episode.
when she starts using o opening a book and using a pencil with her hooves, I was just like, we're done. We can't. We can't. And bones are
But
not a
they've done
thing.
that. They've done that through since like Generation One. Like that's always been.
I know, but my brain is just like, I can't. And then she's on roller skates. And I was like,
It's so
okay.
cute. The roller skates they sell, I mean, it's all capitalism. Is this is what the series is paying for. Like they sell like little figurines of her with the roller
The
skates.
one detail I noticed, and I also really appreciated, is that there are no stairs in any of
Oh
the wards.
yeah.
Because
Wait, aren't there stairs to the
I don't think there,
Oh, you're
unless.
right.
Because there's a thing about like, you ever hear of the school prank about getting a cow on the second floor of a high school or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, because cows can't go downstairs.
It's like animals with hooves can't climb, right?
They can go up, they can't go down.
Oh, except well, mountain goats are a different story because they have like special.
Yes,
So moving on.
but I think that's why that little detail is why they decided. We're
That
not
is
going to
so
have stairs.
cute. You're so
Right?
right because they have Sunny has an elevator in her house.
That's when I noticed it with like there was what like three elevators it felt like, unless it's just
Yeah.
one that she just kept jumping off of.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. I love that.
But what's also fascinating is I have to say the villain of the story. I mean, besides the societal villain, the overarching villain of like
Well, the villain is
the
racism,
villain is racism, but
but
like the villain in my Maretown, whichever one,
Maritown
the
Bay
Maritown Bay, thank you.
is Sprout, right?
Maritime Bay, because it's maritime.
Oh, right. Oh, that's so cute. I
Yeah.
love the horse puns. That's a
All the
staple
horse
throughout the
puns.
all of them.
But like, I thought it was going to be the mom was the villain. I didn't realize
Yeah.
Ken Jeong Sprout was going to be the villain, which is also fascinating because in Community, I don't know if you've ever seen that TV show, Ken Jeong
Here and
stars in
there.
that. In one of the seasons, he has a similar, his character has a similar arc to Sprout in this, where he becomes like a militant dictator villain character.
My God.
But it's also kind of
Like,
stupid and
literally, that's
funny.
like a parallel. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah.
But it's also stupid and funny, like how this is, where
Yeah.
I mean, in this one though, they kind of forgive him for destroying the lighthouse, which you're like, are you sure
Well, they
you don't
have
want to?
magic now. If they
Right.
didn't have magic, they probably wouldn't have forgiven him because they wouldn't have fixed it.
And spoiler alert, Sunny turns into an alicorn. That's what I'm reading that she is
Yeah,
when magic comes
I have
back.
thoughts about that, but we'll get into
Well, we're
it.
here. We might as well talk
Okay.
about it. So at the, so let me preface it real quick. The whole it's a quest movie. Obviously, they literally say we're going on a quest, and they're trying to figure out what happened to magic because between Friendship is Magic, right? That was the one before this. Between that
Yeah.
one, that time period, and this one, somehow the different tribes broke apart, didn't become friends, and magic is gone. They don't really get into that story in this movie.
I think I wouldn't want them
I
to.
mean, that's it seems a little serious for a kid's movie, but like, I
Yeah.
digress.
Well,
Maybe like a comic book, or if they got into it in the
yeah.
show,
I
that would
mean,
be cool.
there probably is a graphic novel
There's
somewhere, or somebody's written a fan fiction.
got to be lore somewhere. So in this one, they're trying
Yeah.
to get magic together, and it realizes that every tribe has their own gemstone, whatever they call it. I forgot already. I'm already blacking out this movie. But
The crystals were one of
crystals,
my
that's it.
flats.
Which, by the way, I was reading the IMDb trivia before we started recording, and people are so stupid because they're like, in this moment, this happens for this reason. You're like, yes, the movie told us that. Like,
Yeah.
they were like, Hitch is not a good at his job being sheriff, and this is how it's viewed. And it's like, well, first of all, a disaster's happening, so of course he's gonna not know whose child is whom. And second, it's a kid's movie, so it's a comic relief
He's
movie.
comic relief, yeah.
I digress anyway. So at the end of the movie, they get the crystals together, and Sunny, voiced by the lovely Vanessa Hudgens, welcome back to the pod, Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes,
I
love
hope
you.
you got paid a shit ton of money for this. Realizes that the crystals aren't the magic, it's the friendship and everything. And
Friendship
then
is magic.
she, an earth pony, transforms into an alicorn, which is a pony with both a unicorn horn and wings. Okay, so I set it up. Blanche, take us home. Why don't you like this?
She's not really even an alicorn. Like, the wings aren't even on her all the time. Like, the horn isn't, it's like see-through. Like, it only comes out when she's
It's
using the powers.
magic. It's
No, but that's not
magic.
how it works. That's not what happened with Twilight. That's not how any of the other alicorns worked. And that's not how Opaline works in the series. She's an alicorn villain in the sequel series to this movie, and she has real wings and a horn. It's so odd to me. It's so new. I guess they're doing like a new thing, but I don't care for it.
Unless they're trying to sell accessories.
You
Cuz
know what? That's
let's
probably it.
be real here. The point of these is to sell the toys. The end.
Absolutely. That was the point of My Little Pony from day one. Every series is just to sell toys.
May I suggest, if you, Blanche, or you, the listener, have not watched, Netflix has a series. I'm not sponsored by this, but Netflix has a series called The Toys That Made Us. There's a whole they talk about the whole process of like selling toys, and they ha how they have to
Oh my
like, and
God, that's so cool.
My Little Pony is an episode where they talk about why the stamp is only on one side. I forget why. I should have rewatched it for this, but
I
the
don't
stamp on their
know
hips are only on one side. There's a whole process, and like they it's very fascinating to watch. And once you
that.
realize
Wow.
all of what I mean, we all know that like Transformers, G.I. Joe, Gem and the Holograms, the TV shows were created to sell the toys. And so
Yeah.
that's a thing that they talk about. So in this movie, I was like, that tea set that Izzy has to be
Oh
sold
yeah, and
separately.
Sunny's I don't know if she even used Sunny's like roller skates in her cart that she carries behind. You can get her with or without the bag, I'm sure.
I'm sure like Zip and Pip when they went into the unicorn world, which I'm
Bridal with.
Bridalwood, thank you. When they went to Bridalwood, they had like capes on, so I'm sure those are sold separately as well.
Oh, maybe. I'm
Like
not really into collecting the new. I mean, like I have my old ones and like I have like some of the box sets, but I'm not like a big collector of like the new ones. Like I don't have every single pony.
if you were to buy one toy, one pony from this gener this movie, who would it be, and why is it Izzy?
Okay, well that's not necessarily true. I do have like little figurines that I'm
No,
now
but I mean,
remembering.
like if you were
Yeah,
to,
it would be easy.
if you were to buy like the standard size pony toy.
Oh, like one from like a Generation 3 style, like the one I grew up with.
Sure.
Okay, I would do Izzy, yeah.
Yeah, because of the hair. Is it because of the hair?
No, because I just relate to her. She's just like me.
I loved also, by the way, that she had like a little like flower crown that came out in the back. It was
I think that was like, remember how she like makes friendship bracelets? I think she made that.
She also wears a friendship bracelet the
Yeah,
whole
I know,
movie, which was
it's
adorable.
so cute.
Like honestly, I think CGI helped with this animation because they could do shit like that. They can play
Yeah.
with the textures, as we talked about. They can do the super interesting details, like when Sunny becomes an alicorn and they add rainbow into her mane and tail. Like like I said, I've never really seen any of the properties before this, but like this one was so cute. I understood exactly their message.
Yeah.
I can see this being like a good discussion piece for kids in a way. And now, for the point of this podcast, the songs.
Yes. Love them all.
I don't know if I'm gonna jump ahead. I don't think I will add any of these to my life's playlist, but they are very
See.
cute songs, and they served a great purpose. Like, which one was it? Glowing Up? No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Fit right in. Although, like, it's a weird song because they're like, you have to be in disguise in order to work this out. But like
It's so catchy.
the rest of the lyrics though was them breaking down and ending their racist beliefs on the other
Yeah.
worlds, the other tribes.
It's so good. I think that one is my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, Glowing Up was a good song up until obviously they had to destroy it and end it. But yeah, I mean, it was gonna be my day is the I want. It's the we watched a cold open where Sunny, Hitch, and Sprout were friends.
Yeah, they
Are
all like grew up together.
Sprout and Hitch supposed to be brothers?
No, I don't think so. I think they're
Because
just childhood friends.
obviously Sprout and Phyllis, the older pony who owns, what's the name of that company? Hold on, I have it written down.
Ooh.
Cantor Logic.
Cancer logic.
She owns Cantor Logic, and
Another horse
obviously,
pun.
I have a feeling. Well, do you think Cantor Logic is really looking out for the other ponies, or are they trying to kill them? Like
They're
the earth ponies that they use as examples, I think they're trying to kill them.
maybe a little bit. I think their demonstrations definitely leave a lot to be desired.
It was just so funny, and like especially that one pony that goes away in the balloons, and you kind of see him throughout, and he comes back at the end. He's like, "What did I miss? Oh my God,
That sent me.
I missed us ending racism." So gonna be my day is the is Sunny's I Want, where she's on the roller skates for the first and really only time in the movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bop, and it's Vanessa
I love
Hudgens
that one.
being Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
Then there's I'm Looking Out
What's
for You, which is like, it's cute.
Yeah, it's I like it because it's Kimiko Glenn, and I love everything she does. But
I honestly thought that
it's
her
catchy.
and Vanessa Hudgens' voices blended well together. So
Yeah.
if any casting director is out there listening, cast these two women in another musical together, please and thank you. The rest of us will
Ah,
love it.
My Little Pony: A New Generation on Broadway. Let's go.
Well, it doesn't have to be the My Little Pony.
I
There is a
know.
stage show of the My Little Pony. You know that, right?
I've seen the footage of like
Have you
the
seen the
people in the
video of
costumes.
ponies doing musicals?
No.
After this call, you have to just find it's on YouTube. There's a pony that sings "And I'm Telling You" from Dreamgirls, and then there are two ponies well, they're lip syncing obviously because they can't sing because the
Oh,
people in
right.
there are too busy trying to breathe in those costumes. And then there are two ponies doing "Defying Gravity" from Wicked. It is hilarious. It's so funny.
Oh my God,
And
I'm adding this to my watch later.
of course, you have to. It's like 9 minutes of gloriousness. And for you, the listener, you're welcome. And then we got Danger, Danger, which is Ken Jeong's song, but it's not Ken Jeong singing, it's somebody else entirely.
Not a good message. Goes so hard. So catchy. Bust down.
Well, it's supposed to be the villain song because he
But it's
is
so
the.
catchy.
Yeah, they went Disney with it, where the villain song is the catchier one.
Well, yeah.
Kind of. Well, that's the interesting thing, though. Like, he is, like we said, the villain for this story, this specific one, because they have, he turns into a dictator. But like, I don't know. I kind of wish it was like, be prepared in a way.
Ooh,
Or
I
wait,
feel like,
what's the one from Simba's Pride that you liked?
oh, My Lullaby.
No, not that. Not that. I don't want to go that direction. I want to go like the be
Be prepared is too
prepared.
scary.
You what?
Be prepared is too scary, I think. Like, I feel like when you're doing like a movie about racism, if you go that hard with it, like it's so like way too scary. That's too much. Like,
But
I
it's that
think.
it's not him. The thing though is that the intention for Sprout, in my opinion, is that Sprout thinks he's trying to defend his turf.
I guess. I think he's just supposed to be like a MAGA guy.
Right, and he's building the wall with him with that machine thing. That transformer machine thing.
Yeah, I'd
Another
incur for
toy.
that. Oh yeah, another thing they could sell.
Well, I hope not. Unless it's like defeat the evil mecha
Yeah,
robot.
they could put him in a set with like Sunny and like her lighthouse, and it could be like the battle scene. I don't know. Hasbro's crazy. Hasbro thinks of everything.
Of course, and there's probably unless this is like the video game version, or there's got to be some sort of merch where they have, like you said, the lighthouse and the robot. That it
I'm
has
sure
to,
they have the lighthouse.
because that lighthouse is key. And
Yeah.
what's interesting, so do you think this is like an ensemble movie, or is this more like Sunny's story?
I feel like they want it to be Sunny's story, and they're trying to present it that way, but it really is an ensemble movie. Like, it's literally about the magic of friendship. It's going to be about multiple characters being friends.
I feel like I say this a lot when it comes to kids' movies, because this is only an hour and a half long, and I feel like the time is hindering it. I feel like if they had
Yeah,
like
that was one of
another.
my flaws too.
I feel like if they had another 10, 15 minutes, they could let it breathe a little in the opening.
Yeah, it
And
was way
then,
too fast-paced at the beginning.
because it was in the cold open when we are in the imagination of Friendship is Magic, with them playing with the figurines and everything. For me, somebody who's not seen this, I was like, we're learning all these character names really fast. They're so fast and everything. Blah, 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 blah. And then, like, when we get into Gonna Be My Day, it is still pretty fast paced and very hectic. And that doesn't seem like Sunny's personality. That seems like Izzy's personality, where she's very manic.
Yeah, I feel like honestly, until after, what is it called? After I'm Looking Out for You, it's very fast paced. Like, I think it starts to slow down after that one.
Right, because I'm Looking Out for You is where we actually get the plot. Like, we
Yeah,
understand.
it's, well, that one is like Izzy and Sunny like leaping and running off together
Well, yeah, but I
and
mean, like,
deciding to go on the quest.
yeah, because the quest is the plot.
Oh,
Everything prior to
yeah.
all of that is like exposition and us
That's,
learning things,
yeah.
but it's super fast. And like, I don't know if if that's because the attention span of the younger generations will pick it up faster than my
Oh,
old
I
ass.
hate
Ugh.
that. Because they also shorten the songs. Like, I spoiler alert, I do listen to these a lot. And they're longer on iTunes. Like, they
Well,
shorten them for the movie.
the one that makes sense is Glowing Up, because they needed
Yeah,
to
I get that
show the
one, but
lie.
the rest of them I like more than Glowing Up, so I wanted them to be longer.
Well, I'm just justifying why
Yeah.
they shortened that, at least that one.
No,
The
that
others,
one
I
makes
have no
sense.
reason.
That one makes sense. I get that one. Because it
Honestly,
was like literally a concert.
I get it that like usually kids' movies are shorter, because of the attention spans and everything, but like
But not
honestly,
always. Look at Harry Potter.
sorry,
Look at the first Harry Potter. Oh,
animated movies are
that
usually
is
shorter.
true.
Disney, DreamWorks,
Yeah.
Pixar, all of them are usually shorter, but I feel like this could have been longer. It could have been 2 hours. Oh, well, no. The other it's not it's it's because of the attention span of kids plus the amount of show times, because
Yeah.
this was supposed to go to theaters, but because of
Did it? I thought it was on Netflix.
it was supposed to go to theaters. But
Oh.
because it came out in 2021, right as we're still in the height of the pandemic, it went straight to
Right.
Netflix.
Oh, right. I remember watching it on Netflix the day it came out. So I was like, that doesn't sound right.
It did have a premiere at TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival, in
Oh.
September 2021. But it was then just released like later September 2021 on Netflix.
Interesting.
And then in May 2022 was the My Little Pony Make Your Mark, which is the television
Yes.
series that is based on this.
Yes. It's kind of like a sequel, but not as good. But still good. Still cute.
With a whole new cast of actors, of voice actors, and it seems like there's new characters as well.
Yeah, there
Because
are. There are a couple new ones. There's a new unicorn.
we get Sunny Pip, Hitch and Zip are there. No, oh, and Izzy. Sorry. I almost got really upset because there was no Izzy. And I was like, how dare you cut her out?
I would not be watching if Izzy was not there.
But it looks like they got rid of Sp
That's a lie. I would be watching. Yeah,
It looks like they kind of got rid of Sprout, or they may have made him like a.
he's not really in it that much. He's kind of a background character, honestly.
Well, he served his purpose, I guess, in this
Yeah,
movie. And then
exactly.
afterward.
No, it doesn't really seem like he changed his mind that much. Like, so I don't really want to hear
I
more
should have
about him.
known he was the villain from the jump because he's red.
Well,
Honestly.
he kind of looks like Donald Trump a little
Well, he's well, it's not that. He's red and his
bit.
ears are a little like more pointy because so red is a very interesting color because in nature it means danger. As I'm wearing a red t-shirt
Oh,
while talking about this.
I mean, I
So,
got
yeah, we got So
red.
red is perceived red is such a bold color because it is rare in nature and it usually means danger of some kind. And so that's why a lot of people associate red with evil.
Yeah.
Although Disney, allegedly, I read once, y uses evil as an acronym for every villain in lime. So,
Every villain
villain
is
in lime.
lemons.
Oh.
Oh, I just quit a SpongeBob.
Every villain in lime. So, like, it's when you, if you get a chance, go back and like, rewatch some Disney movies and just find the lime and you realize why that per
Oh,
how it's used. Yeah.
interesting.
So
Huh.
little fun facts for everyone.
Yeah.
But I don't know where else to go. So you grew up with them. Do you foresee hold on, let me look up the show for a hot second.
It is, there's no future, really. I think it's over.
There are six seasons, it looks like, or six chapters.
I think the last one that came out was the last one, though.
So, was it a good series, in your opinion?
I enjoyed it. In my opinion, yes, I enjoyed it because it's like, I feel like the people who dislike it and are adults are kind of being snobby because they're like, I only like Friendship is Magic. Like, why? It's all the same to me. Like,
They're
it's
selling
just, it's
toys.
ponies. They're selling toys and it's just cute little ponies. Like, I don't know. It was just another My Little Pony movie and I like the series. I like the movie. It all kind of blends together as one property.
So I do have another question. In this
Yes.
one, there are other animals besides ponies.
Yeah.
Is that prior to this generation, is that a thing?
Yeah. Fluttershy's whole thing is that she's like the animal pony. Like she loves taking care of like little animals.
Oh, okay.
But it's like it does get really confusing because you're watching it and you're like, but you guys are little animals. Like,
That's the logic brain. Turn it off. Turn
yeah,
it off. But like when we go to the land of the Pegasi and the queen
Cloud
has,
Puff.
is that the name of the dog?
Cloud Puff is one of my highs. What?
Sharps.
Sharps. Oh my God.
Because he's a little fluffy dog with wings, and you're like, oh, they're too cute. And then there are the bunnies. That I'm not sure if their ears are supposed to be wings or they're just supposed to be outlier bunnies
I
who
think they're
help
just
Hitch.
bunnies or their hands because they all clap with their ears.
And then there's like the crab, and I don't know what other what were those also bunnies? No, they're birds. They're just birds.
Oh yeah, they come back in the series. They're important. They're like Hitch's deputy in the series. It's very cute.
And so, okay, in this movie. There are the three different towns, if you will. There's
Yeah.
the Earth Ponies, which is Maritime
Maritime
something.
Bay,
Maritime
and then
Bay.
there's
There's the Unicorns in Bridalwood, and then there's the Pegasi in Zephyr something. I can't
Zephyr
remember.
Heights. You
Zephyr
did pretty
Heights.
good. Do
Right.
you think that this was a good introduction for you? Have you've never seen any of the other pony movies, right? Or you never were
I've
like a
never.
pony kid or
There was a joke that my friend, when I was in high school, like we got each other My Little Pony dolls for from like, but like from the toy store, you know, that we weren't into it, but it was cute and it was fun and it was everything glittery pink and all that. I think this is a good like introduction to this new chapter of the My Little Pony world.
Absolutely.
You got to understand these characters. They defeated racism by being kind,
Bite.
which is another theme that I find interesting is like in a lot of kids' movies these days, they're saying that you can end things peacefully by just talking.
What
So
other
like,
movies are like that?
I don't know, but it's always a speech by the
Oh,
main character
yeah, that is true.
that talks about.
Tiara in Lion King.
It happens, especially when it's like racism is like the underlying theme of it. It's like we can stop it by just talking and being friends.
Well, because, like, literally, racism is so stupid, just in general, that like you can just stop it. Like it's literally like a mindset. Like you can just stop.
And
Just
sorry to get
stop.
so heavy about it, and
Sorry.
we are two white people talking about this, but
Yeah,
like,
literally.
but it's interesting because I'm just like, well, adults made this to tell the next generation about it, but obviously the adults of the adults generation are also not learning it.
Yeah, I would be interested to know what somebody who wasn't white thought of that, thought of this movie and like what it had to say.
I mean, she does give off white savior vibes in a way.
Well, like, I, yeah.
But she's yellow. Like she's
They're
yellow.
all.
Izzy's pink, purple. Like the white horse is a Pegasi who I think originally, like when they were designing it, was going to be a non-binary character.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
Just
cute.
because of
I love that.
the style of the mane slash hair.
Yeah, they do look like that.
Liza Koshy did a great job as well, voicing that character.
I do like Liza Koshy. I've heard she's drama free.
Good. We like this. And I don't know Sophia Carson, who voiced oh, I do know Sophia Carson.
What else has she been in?
She was in the Descendants franchise as Evie.
Oh, got you.
So that makes sense. And that's a good thing about this. Like they cast singers except for Ken Jeong, but they cast somebody else to sing that song. And it's okay. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, that he doesn't sound like Ken Jeong, but like we're fine. We don't care about that song. But like those that do sing, so Vanessa Hudgens, Chemical Glen, James Marsden, Sophia Carson, Liza Koshy, and I believe that's really it, are known singers.
I didn't
They
know
have
Liza
been.
Koshy was a known singer, but good for her.
I think she sang on her YouTube a bunch of times.
I really don't keep up with her. This is literally the only thing I know her from, and like,
Oh, during pandemic, I went down a whole like vlog squad rabbit
oh my
hole on
God,
YouTube.
stop. I've been on, I know I'm really late, but I just got to Frenemies this summer.
I don't know what that
I don't.
is.
It's Trisha Paytas and Ethan Klein's podcast.
Oh.
It is so funny.
Well, Vlog Squad is YouTube, but
Oh
like
yeah, but
millions of years ago.
I know about the Vlog Squad from like the drama they talk about on that podcast. So like I know all the bad stuff about the Vlog Squad.
Oh, I don't know about the bad stuff. I just watched their content and then I get
Was
and
it
then
good?
some of it was
Was like
good,
the
yeah.
old stuff?
Yeah, and then that got me into the Liza Koshy, and she's
Oh,
fun. I'm glad, you know, she's becoming more and more into written content
yeah.
and not
She
just
was
YouTube.
in this zombie Hulu series, like in 2015, called Freakish, and she was really good in that.
I mean, I've seen Work It, and I was trying to figure out if I can add that on the podcast, but it's not a musical. But she's just so good
Is
in
she in
it.
that?
Yeah. She's a dancer.
Ooh.
It's
Ooh.
about dance teams and all that.
Is that the one with Madeline Petch? Or is
No.
that something else?
No. Work It has, I can't find her name right now. Sabrina Carpenter.
Love her.
Yeah, little known person, especially
Jesus was
these
a
days.
carpenter.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like for those who are like me who are not really into it, into the My Little Pony franchise, I feel like this is cute. It's an hour and a half. It flies by. It was very
Yeah.
entertaining. Just turn off your logic brain. Don't ask questions about, you know, how can they move their legs that way and use hooves as hands? Don't even bother. Oh
My,
no,
I
wait,
think.
so oh wait, I was about to ask you a question. That's right. So we have the three tribes locations. Is that canon or is that new for this?
That's completely new. I
Okay,
think the only thing that's canon in this one is Equestria.
because
Like,
there was a
Equestria is just the land of ponies. Sorry, go ahead.
because when we went into Bridalwood, when they put on the fake horns on them, I was just like, how is nobody questioning these unicorns, these or supposed unicorns? Like, nobody's just like, I'm sorry, where are you from? We all live here. We all know each other.
Yeah.
That, but I guess that was
Maybe
just my
it's a
logic
big
brain.
city. Maybe it's like, maybe they're all cities and like not. Maybe Bridalwood is more like a city.
That's, I
But
mean,
also, it's not. Like in the series, it's kind of presented as like small towny like
yeah,
vibes.
so Zephyr Heights seemed like it was New York, a metropolitan city like New York.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
Maritime Bay is obviously like,
Like Cape Cod or some place in
yeah,
Maine.
I was gonna say San Francisco, but that's a little more city like, but like
Yeah.
something by the
Like Maine.
water, but like also pretty big because it is a pretty big area. And then Bridalwood may be like a suburb or
Well,
like
Bridalwood is
farm
literally in the
country
woods. Like they live in like tree house. Well, not tree houses, but like houses
in trees.
in trees.
So tree houses.
Yeah.
Literally. But it felt like the country, you know,
Yeah.
it felt like like when you watch an old Western, like the town in there. So
Oh,
when they were there, I was
huh.
just like, how is nobody questioning? Especially, what's that character's name? Alphabiddle.
Alphabetical.
Which, by the way, with a name like Alphabiddle, I was expecting him to be more bro-y, and I'm very happy that they
I
didn't make her
like
that way.
that he wasn't. He comes back in the sequel series and he's lovely.
Phil Lamar voices him. Phil Lamar is like,
What else has he been in?
oh, he was from Mad TV way back in the day, but he's done a lot of voiceover work. I believe he
Oh.
is one of he was well, he was Samurai Jack. That's one of the things on
Oh.
his IMDb. I believe
Oh,
he was
wow.
also in like DC animated stuff as one of the you know what? I don't really want to scroll through his 567 credits
I'll
on
do it later.
IMDb, but I think he was like he pops up from time to time as like as a
Yeah.
recurring voice actor. So like Tara Strong makes the cameo in this, and but she's everywhere. She's like
Well,
the
Tara
voice
Strong
actor.
is the main character. She voices the main character in every episode of Friendship is Magic.
But I
She's
mean,
Twilight
Tara Strong
Sparkle.
as a voice actor
Oh, yeah.
is
But I mean,
everywhere.
like.
Yeah, she's Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah.
These names, I fucking love these names. They're so, it's like let Zip Storm, but Zip
That's so
is
cute.
a
Zip and
nickname.
Pip
Yeah.
for Zephyrina.
Zephyrino, yeah. And then also
Zip is so non-binary.
I also just want to say Jane Krakowski shows up in this, and like
She's lovely.
oh God. I love though that it's the adults. So Alphabetal, Queen Haven, and Phyllis are like the elders
Oh,
of
they're
their
like voice actors from like last generation's voice actor, not last generation's like in a bad way. Like it's
right,
like the
but
Riverdale thing where they cast like 90s people
yes.
to play the parents.
But I'm saying as the characters though, like They are the alphas. They are the heads of their tribes or the
Oh,
representatives of their
yeah.
tribes. Because obviously, Queen Haven, hello, Queen. Alpha Biddle has some respect in the unicorn because he can never lose a game. And
And
then,
he like owns a bar.
right. And then Phyllis owns that company,
I
the
thought Phyllis, is Phyllis not
Cantrologic.
mayor?
She might be mayor as well, but she also owns
I thought she
Cantrologic
was.
because there was a whole
Yeah.
time where she's like, "Can I have my workshop back, son? I mean, I know I'm letting you grow." But like also
He's a sprout that she was letting go, grow, get
but it's
it?
also like it could have been easy that they are the villains, those the adult like characters.
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't do that though. I'm glad that they had Phyllis like talking him down. Like I think that's weird to like, I don't know. Yeah.
But it's also like you need to break down your biases, older
Yeah.
generation.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's the adult filmmakers working through some stuff.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Just being like, it's generational trauma. Because it is I mean, it is generational trauma in a way where it's interesting though that like both the Earth ponies and like the Pegasi have the same thoughts about the unicorns and each
Yeah,
and
like
it
there
works
isn't
around that
really
way.
like everybody's just kind of like has equal footing. Like there's nobody really
Right,
who's a minority.
but I'm saying
Like
that
nobody is a minority.
it's the same thing where they're both saying unicorns will fry your brain with your horns, or like unicorns
Oh.
and well, you don't really hear the unicorns be racist, but like you hear from the Pegasi that like the Earth ponies are dumb.
Well, I mean, yeah, Izzy
Oh
even
no, wait,
says like at
Izzy,
the
right.
beginning.
You're right, and you smell like fish.
Yeah, it's like casual little things. Like everybody, they're like everybody is equally like to blame.
Now I want to know. Somebody out there has to know this. So if somebody out there who's listening to this knows the lore, and if there's some sort of material that connects the dots, like shows the breakup of the three factions, let us know. You know the socials. If not, I'll say it at the end. But is there anything else, Blanche, you want to talk about before we get into Sharp and Flat?
don't think so.
I mean, I also was yelling about that there has to be a third crystal, and then when they got both crystals and put them together, I was like, "There's a third one! There's a third
I
one!"
know. I feel like, how would you not know that? That was on them.
In the room in the Pegasi castle, whatever, there's the three windows, and you see the
Yeah.
unicorns, and you see the Pegasi, and it's like there's a third window with a
Exactly.
missing pane, and you're like, come on, guys. Finish the mural. All
Exactly.
right, let's get it to sharp and flat, shall we?
Yes.
Sharp flat. So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I'm not going to lie. I was more enjoying the movie than like actually writing stuff down. So I don't, even though I don't have a lot, what I do have is like all
Like what you
encompassing. Yeah.
liked. Yeah.
And I did like this. And I didn't really, I had like one more sharp than I do flats, but I'm pretty
Well,
sure once I hear yours, I'm gonna add stuff. But
I have more sharps than I do flats, so
yeah, of
but
course.
I'll let you have the floor first.
But I wanna start
As
with
the
flats. I wanna start with flats just because like the two that I have are just, you probably have them as well. I mean, one of them is racism. We're always going to flat that, no matter what, no matter
Obviously.
how blatant or not it is in the tune.
Absolutely.
And then my other flat is for the pacing, because it felt rushed in the beginning, and then once I caught up with the film, I was still just like out of breath. It felt like once you get on the quest,
Yeah.
it's like okay, but like my brain is still melted from all the information you gave me.
Yeah.
It honestly feels like some things were missing in the process of creating this, they cut things out that I felt like would
Yeah.
have helped a little bit.
I think I had the same, like the pacing, it was just too fast, in not enough time. And then Sunny coming in out with Corin, but not really.
That's just like a minor flat, right? Like a lily.
Yeah, like it is what it is. I'm not gonna like complain, like groan about it, but like, why can't you just give her real wings? Like, why? Twilight had
And
to get used to having wings.
that's not in the series, like explained or further explored.
I mean, not really. They just only come out when she's using her magic.
Because maybe that's all she needs it for the deus ex machina of it all.
I guess, but wouldn't it be nice to like fly around whenever? Like Twilight can do that. Every other Alicorn can do that.
But then in so you kind of teased it, and just give a definitive yes or no. In the series, we find out that Earth ponies have some sort of magic to themselves.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Maybe I'll
It's
watch it. Who
awesome. I
knows?
love it. I like it.
Okay, but do you have any other flats, or was that it?
I didn't love the crystal thing. It was just,
They needed
I don't know.
something to
Yeah.
get the tribes together. And obviously it's a quest movie, so they needed to like go through these
But like,
challenges.
I mean, you'll understand this more, I think, when you watch the T4 movie, but we already did the crystal thing with like the elements of harmony. And like it could have been something else. Like there could have been something, I don't know.
Crystals might be easier to make and sell as toys, though. I'm being
Okay, well,
honest here,
that's
yeah.
not my problem.
But I'm being honest here. They may have had a whole drawing board of ideas, but then
That is
who is this
true. The toy
Hasbro?
company, Hasbro, could have been like,
We need to sell toys.
Oh, okay, Hasbro.
Unfortunately, we need to sell the merch. They
I'm
because.
like, Hasbro, as they like have the pony collection behind me.
Well, and Disney, Disney has to think about the
Yeah.
merch, and I see you have a Wicked poster behind you, and they are like doing all the merch in the world to
I have
sell that
thoughts
movie.
on Wicked.
So these days it's more about making the profits somehow, because not a lot of people are going to theaters.
Yeah.
This is unfortunately one of the victims of the pandemic where they're like, well, we can't make ticket sales, so what else are we going to do?
Yeah.
How else are we going to pay back everything?
I feel like even with like big blockbuster movies, like I don't know if you can tell I'm really in my Beetlejuice era right now. but there's just so much stuff to buy. Like everywhere you turn, it's like Beetlejuice themed. Like so many things to buy. I'm like a little overwhelming.
And that is, as we said, that is the mission statement of My Little Pony as a whole from day one,
Yeah.
which
We
is
are living.
we have to sell these toys, but we also need lore for kids to watch in order to want the toys.
Yeah, it's a really hard line to walk. And I feel like Friendship is Magic, at least the first couple seasons, did it the best in terms of My Little Pony.
Interesting.
Lauren Faust seasons specifically.
The what?
The Lauren Faust seasons specifically. She was like the show writer or showrunner at first and then stepped off after two seasons, I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into sharps.
So my first sharp was Sunny's buttons. They're the cutie marks of the main six, or at least Twilight, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash. She has them as buttons. It's very cute.
I
It's like a little
noticed them,
Easter
but I
egg.
didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you had watched G4 first, you would have noticed it.
I sharped the voice cast because
Oh,
they
so true.
there was no dud, and obviously there isn't going to be a dud because the actors are very talented. But like,
They are.
I'm glad that they cast singers, so they didn't have to do the whole match voice thing. I'm glad that the actors affected their voices slightly, so they're not it's not James Marsden as Cyclops doing Hitch.
That would be awesome, though.
He didn't even sound like himself. Like he I think
I
did the most
know.
effect on his voice. Kimiko Glenn, it you know,
She's
and
a
Jane
voice actress
Krakowski.
anyway. Yeah.
But like those voices, when Chemical Glen is one person where you, once you know her voice, you just know her voice.
Yeah.
And it just depends on how manic she is in that role. And then I also sharped the hair and mane designs. I called it hair because it's supposed to be a hairstyle, obviously. But like they were cute, and I under and like I get it for the toys and everything. So I have a feeling there's probably like a brush that comes with Izzy, so you can brush her hair and restyle it.
I'm
Like
sure.
there's got to be. I feel like that's a thing for with My Little Pony is that you get a brush in the toy set as well, so you can brush their hair. And then my last
Yes,
sharp
that is
is
the thing. Can
my last
confirm.
sharp is for the puns, all the puns that happened. And there was
Amazing.
and like when we were in Zephyr Heights, there was enough going on that a lot of it was for the adults, I feel like the kid the parents watching it with the kids. There's a lot of things
Yeah,
going on
definitely.
in the background in the city advertisement that you're like, this is for the adults. What about you? What are the rest of your sharps?
The tennis ball. I thought that was really funny. It
That
always makes me
was
laugh.
funny. As the defensive thing.
Cloudpuff, of course. He's
The
the little
dog.
dog with wings.
Yeah. I feel like those characters, the little other animals, they don't really say their names.
They don't really have, I think they have names in the series, at least the crab and the little birds might.
But they
But
never
I
said it in
can't.
this movie, right? Yeah.
No.
Okay. Great. Because
But
I thought I was losing my mind when they kept popping up, and I'm like, I don't know who you are. I barely remember our main cast names. Their full names. Like I know Sunny. I didn't remember Sunny. Star Scout or
Oh, I
Izzy
don't.
Moonbow. It's just Izzy to me.
It's weird that like some of the characters have last names and some don't. Like Applejack is just Applejack, and why is Twilight Sparkle Twilight Sparkle? Why does she have a last
Because
name?
that's what the R&D at Hasbro decided.
Okay. But another sharp was Hitch's animal friends, because he's just a little animal friend. It's
I
so
mean, the animal
cute.
friends were cute. I hope
Yeah.
they're the ones that like sell more than everyone else, because that'll just be hilarious.
It would. I think just the music, the songs are really what make this for me.
Yeah, and they sound original. Like I don't know if they were trying to pull references to something, but they sound
I
very,
don't know.
very new, very and very of the modern time. If we revisit this in 10 years, will we say something different? Probably, but
Maybe.
maybe. Any other
But
sharps?
yes. Love is at the heart of it all. It is a very cheesy trope, but I'm a sucker for it because it's true. And Harry Trotter.
What?
There is a poster of like a Harry Potter like parody, but as ponies, and it's called Harry Trotter. In the background.
That's amazing.
It's so funny.
This isn't a sharp, but I just wanted to bring it up too, because I there's moments where I did laugh out loud at this movie, with
Me
this movie.
too.
But one of the times I laughed hardest was when Izzy told Sunny, voiced by Vanessa Hudgens, "We're all in this together." I laughed my ass off when she said that.
Didn't
Yeah. Oh
even
yeah.
catch that.
It's like towards the end, I believe. I can't remember where, but there was a time. It was a time that Izzy turned to her and was like, "We're all in this together." And I just went, "You cannot do that to her." I have a feeling this should be in Vanessa Hudgens's contracts from here on out. No more High School Musical references for like another decade, please and thank you.
It's a little funny.
It is a little funny. Would you edit? Would you edit in the? Well, do you have any other sharps? Any other flats? Last call.
I will just say that Izzy's friendship bracelets walked so that the Swifties
Yes,
could
yes, they did. Do you think they sell those? Like Izzy friendship
Maybe.
bracelet kits? They
Oh,
must.
I
They
don't
must.
know.
If not Hasbro, I call 10% on the profits.
Maybe you should work for Hasbro.
Hasbro, call me. I have great ideas.
That's such a better idea than like anything they've put out in the last 5 years.
Oh. Whoa.
But anyway.
Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist?
Yes. My number one favorites fit right in, but I also constantly listen to all of them, except for Together. I don't know what that sounds like.
Okay, so Together and It's All Right are other songs that I found on a wiki the Wikipedia page for the soundtrack, but I believe they are played during the credits.
Oh, got
The end
you.
credits. Because I did watch the ending because it was cute that they had the animation and the bunnies and all that.
Yeah.
But I believe those are the songs that they played at the end.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
But like,
I don't listen to them.
do you kind of skip Danger Danger sometimes? Because that seems like the one you don't really like as well.
I don't like it as much, but if I'm listening to the whole album, I won't skip it. I
That's
wouldn't say
fair.
I skip it. Yeah, like if it comes on, I'm like, hell yeah, bust down.
I may amend what I said earlier. I think I will add Glowing Up. If I could listen to
Ah,
the whole song, not just the
you
what's in the
should.
movie.
You should listen to the whole song.
Because the rest of them seem to go with the actions of the,
Yeah.
which is good. It's doing their job.
Yeah.
But I take this question as like a it's a cleaning day or I'm going on a road trip, there's no visual involved. What am I listening to? And like they were good songs on their in their own right, I will say that, but I don't think I will listen to them except for maybe Glowing
That's
Up.
fair. I feel like Glowing Up is like not necessarily about My Little Pony. Like it can just be on its own.
Well, because it is a performative song. That's why.
Yeah,
She's
exactly.
performing and doing the aerial stuff and pretending to fly and
Mm-hmm.
all that. Sorry for the to ruin the movie. But yeah. And on that note, we're done with the episode. We did My Little Pony 2021. Woo! A
Wow. Yay!
new generation.
Before we end, my best friend just visited for my birthday, and he wanted me to tell you that he listened to our Lion King episode, and he described it as listening. It was like listening to an argument between Schmidt from New Girl and Billy Eichner.
Am I Billy Eichner?
I think so.
It
That's
wasn't
better than Schmidt.
bad, if I rem from what I remember. It's just that I
You're a
grew
little
up,
harsh.
I was a little harsh, but I
You're a
grew up with
little
The Lion
harsh.
King. So I have that was my Lion King movie, and The
Okay.
Lion King Two
Well,
Sips
why
Pride
didn't
is
you watch
your
it when
movie.
it came out?
Because I didn't. I was too busy
Okay, well,
being a
that's on you.
10-year-old.
You should have been watching Simba's Pride. That's you were literally the target demographic.
I know I was, but I didn't. There was some stigma about Disney sequels at the time, and still kind of to this day that
Oh,
it that
a
yeah.
little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you
But
watch Lion King 1.5 as a kid?
I feel like I had and it was only once.
Well, that one's not good.
Right, because it's Lion King through Timon and Pumbaa's, right? Point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, but like, why would you want to do that for Lion King?
It's
Anyway.
just like, yeah.
Anyway. Well, what do you have to plug or promote?
Well, you can check out my coverage of season one of Riverdale on the Aficionados Riverdale feed, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And season two should be coming out around the corner.
We're
Maybe.
gonna put a pin in season two until at least January.
Okay. Well, it
We're
will be
both like
coming out.
so busy.
But it will
Yes. Oh, yeah.
happen.
We're definitely doing seasons, the rest of the seasons.
Right, but this time of year is always bad for everyone. So, toward
Yeah.
the burrs.
Yeah.
The burrs
But
are all bad.
it's also my favorite time of year.
But I mean, like, this is we get so many holidays. We
I
have
know. Everyone's busy. Everyone's back to
everyone's busy.
school.
It's the end of the year. You're wrapping up things. A lot of people tend to move at this time. So, like, life happens. We
Yeah.
understand. And it's a free podcast, so
Appreciate
who if anyone complains, you send them my way, and I'll talk to them.
that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Where did I
Oh,
want
if you
to go?
want to see what I'm watching, you can follow me personally at Serpent Lady on Serialized and Letterboxd. Lately, it's just been Beetlejuice.
I should plug too that I've been using Letterboxd.
Have
Fuck, I
you?
didn't. Yeah, I've
I'll
been.
follow you.
I follow you for sure.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I've been using it as a diary though to like
Oh, that's the
follow
best
along.
person to follow. I do not do that, but I like following people who do.
I haven't written my Little Pony one yet. I will.
I look forward to that.
But you can I not only write things that we talk about on the podcast, but I also write about other movies that I watch, or sometimes it's just, my thoughts on things.
I love that.
And if you want to follow me on there, I'm at Movies John, JON, no H. And if you have any other information about My Little Pony franchise that you can tell me, if you also know about that missing chunk of time between Friendship is Magic and
I
this one, if
really
there's
don't think anyone
lore,
does.
well, if somebody wrote a fanfic, let me know.
Okay. If you're normal and you wrote a fanfic, let us know.
Yeah, I don't want any sexy fanfic about ponies, please and thank you.
There's just never, never, ever search for ponies online. Unless it's like on eBay and you're like literally hunting for like the actual
Dolls.
physical Hasbro toys. Like,
Yeah.
just don't bother.
But you can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com. Us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at buttersongpod. Yeah, I don't know what else to say besides, yeah.
Thank you so
Oh
much for letting me choose this episode and
my God.
discussing it.
Yeah, we have a little mini saga going on because you kind of teased it, and I will spoil it now that we
Oh, wait,
will. No, it's
do
fine.
not like to say, oh,
No,
wrong.
it's fine. It's fun. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
We are doing like a mini, not a trilogy. We're just doing a sister episode where eventually we'll be talking about the 2017 My Little Pony. Is it just called Friendship is Magic?
I think it's just My Little Pony the movie.
My
But
Little Pony the movie.
it's confusing because that's also the name of the 1984 one.
There's so many.
The one we're talking about is the G4 one with Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah, and Tara Strong, and with the ponies at the beginning of this one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm looking at the names of the people in this. I'm so ready.
Are you excited?
I am excited. And if you're excited for that, let me know. I just said the socials. And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, well, we'll be talking about something completely different, and we'll be discussing the I Love Lucy episode titled Lucy Goes to Scotland.
I did not know there was a musical I Love Lucy episode.
I Love Lucy is a weird show because it is one of the first television shows ever, and
Yeah.
they had music involved. So the last I Love Lucy episode I did was called The Operetta, where they perform an operetta. So we see
Oh.
them putting on a show. But Lucy had a lot of music in the show, in the series. Ricky's a musician, for fuck's sake. Like,
Yeah.
so they had a lot of that, but there wasn't like necessarily a musical episode because there's still it was the early days of television, so they're still figuring stuff out and what audiences wanted.
So it's kind of like if Riverdale didn't have musical episodes, they just broke into song sometimes.
Yeah, it's
That's
season one of
true.
Riverdale.
I
Yeah, because season one of Riverdale had a shit ton of songs, but they sometimes
that.
worked in the story.
They
No,
weren't ready to take that musical step forward yet.
not yet. But Blanche, thank you so much.
Thank you
Oh,
so much.
by the point this by the time this comes out, you could listen to my episode of the Aficionados.
Yeah.
I'm sure it came out already, right? We talked about the season one finale. So
We did. It was awesome.
it was awesome. It lasted like 7 hours. It's fine. I don't know how Robin edited it, but
I don't know how either. That was also like the busiest work day of my life. I was like back and forth from so many dogs.
But everyone, thank you for listening. Friendship is magic, and
Friendship is
bye. And bye for
magic.
now.
Bye.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.